Jack, that time you went the whole way to the Castle Rock. Jack glowered. Yes. You came along part of this shore, below the mountain, beyond there. Yes. And then? I found a pig run. It went for miles. So the pig run must be somewhere in there. Ralph nodded. He pointed at the forest. Everybody agreed sagely. All right, then. We'll smash our way through till we find the pig run. He took a step and halted. Wait a minute, though. Where does the pig run go to? The mountain, said Jack. I told you. He sneered. Don't you want to go to the mountain? Ralph sighed, sensing the rising antagonism, understanding that this was how Jack felt as soon as he ceased to lead. I was thinking of the light we'll be stumbling about. We were going to look for the beast. There won't be enough light. I don't mind going, said Jack hotly. I'll go when we get there, won't you? Would you rather go back to the shelters and tell Piggy? Now it was Ralph's turn to flush, but he spoke despairingly, out of the new understanding that Piggy had given him. Why do you hate me? The boys stirred uneasily, as though something indecent had been said. The silence lengthened. Ralph, still hot and hurt, turned away first. Come on. He led the way and set himself as by right to hack at the tangles. Jack brought up the rear, displaced and brooding.
Ralph and Jack are really going at each other. That's why the narrator says Ralph could feel the rising antagonism, which means hostility or anger. They're not fighting physically, but they're definitely battling for power. Neither of them wants to be the one to admit he's too scared to go on. Right now, Jack is losing. Remember how he led the way off the big rock when they were out there looking for the beast? Now he's displaced, which means put out of place. In this case, put out of his place as a leader. He's bringing up the rear and he's brooding about it, which means he's sulking. I'm sure this battle for leadership is not over yet, though. Let's read on. Start with the last two lines on page 118.
The pig track was a dark tunnel, for the sun was sliding quickly toward the edge of the world, and in the forest